Welcome to Holistic Accountant Podcast, where we aim to showcase how adopting a holistic approach in accounting and tax maximizes value for clients. Beyond traditional tasks like preparing financial statements and tax returns, a holistic accountant focuses on offering advice that maximizes personal wealth on an after-tax basis. If you enjoy this episode, please consider leaving a rating and sharing it with those who might also benefit. And to ensure you stay updated, subscribe to our weekly email. The link is in the show notes. Okay, today, Mena and I would like to talk about rationalizing your product or service suite, depending on what type of business you're in, of course, if it's services, you know, what sort of services or how many different options do you have? And if you're a product business, it's even probably easier to consider a rationalization because obviously the more products you have, the more stock you need to hold and the more complexity you have. The first consideration I would say is, what is your target customer or client? It's amazing how many businesses can't really answer that question. And the answer can't be, you know, someone between 18 and 60 or something like that. Of course, that's just too generic. But if you can really describe the customer that you're after, you know, who is your perfect client? What do they look like? How much they earn? Are they male or female? Where do they live? You know, all the sort of demographic characteristics around it, it greatly helps you in making lots of decisions in your business, including what product and services to answer. You know, there's a saying that as soon as you want everyone, you want no one. Being too generic, you know, unless you're plan is to build a massive global business like Amazon or something like that, which of course, you know, might be a goal, but let's be realistic. Most people are better off with what's called the smallest viable audience. So the audience needs to be large enough so that you've got a viable business, so that you're able to execute on your plans and meet your goals, but small enough so you can target it as effectively as possible. And by doing so, it means that you're going to offer a product or service that's in demand by that target client or target audience, and it allows you to maximize profitability because you're selling exactly what they want to buy. And as a result, people in that sort of situation are going to be less margin-driven, less price-driven.
And once you do that, you really need to revisit your product suite or your service suite to establish what's actually making you the money, because it's well and truly good to have and offer every product or service in the world, but if it's not actually making you any money and costing you either certain expertise of staff that is, you know, sitting around doing nothing, or a product on the shelf that you turn over in a long period of time, then it's not worth having. So it's really important to assess this regularly and make sure that you're not basically just producing sales or services for the sake of it. You know, you look at pharmacy businesses as an example, they use a common term which is high value, low margin drug sales. So a lot of drugs, for example, can have a very high sale value. So for example, could be a $70,000 or $80,000 drug, but you actually are only making about a few hundred dollars off it. So it's actually not even worth having it because it costs you a lot of money to keep on the shelf. And you're making bugger all on it, and it's not a frequently used drug. So it's a very important metric to use to always revisit your product suite or your service suite regularly to make sure it's not costing you any money.
It's like the 80-20 rule, Mena, like, you know, 20% of your products are probably driving 80% of your profitability. Now, it's not going to be perfect like that, of course, but it just shows that you're better off to reduce it, to only sell that 20%. And sure, you'll probably make less profit, but as a percentage, it'll be far more profitable business and sustainable business, so you can grow from there, which is kind of a good segue into our next point, which is to make database decisions. So of course, in order to do that, you need to have the data, and your holistic accountant should be able to walk you through that to make sure that you have comprehensive management reporting systems in place that can drill down to product level and product profitability and those sorts of things. And then you can assess which products, high margin products. Now, it's quite possible that you might continue to sell a low margin product, you know, because it gets people in the door. That's fine, but do it on purpose. Don't do it by accident, right? So we want to make decisions in business that are ultimately going to generate the best return, because that's what helps us build a really sustainable and strong business. But we need to make those decisions actively, not just, oh, well, we've always sold that product, so we're going to continue to do so. If you're a product business, inventory turnover and inventory holdings are another consideration. Obviously, it's expensive, and a business that requires a large inventory, the more it grows, the more capital intensive it becomes. So you really want to consider that. Market analysis is another consideration. So are you competing with your competitors on a particular product? You know, can you skew to a different brand or different type of products so that you're not competing on price? Or is it a case that you need to offer a particular product and service because that's what the market expects, and then you may be able then to introduce an alternative to that product that is higher margin but still attractive to your target audience? And then obviously competitor analysis, which most businesses are really competing globally these days because you can jump online and buy a product and service pretty much anywhere in the world. But of course, you know, if you're a business like a restaurant, for example, of course, you're not competing globally, you're competing geographically. So again, considering what requirements that you have or competition you have geographically and whether a product suite rationalization can help there. One of the most common ones I see is sometimes you go into a restaurant or cafe or something like that and they'll have 40 menu items. You know, to hold that amount of fresh food and to offer that number of menu items, to me, it clearly means they don't really have a target customer. And it's very inefficient for that sort of business, whereas surely you only need maybe 20, half that amount, and you could probably satisfy most of your customers.
Similarly, with rationalizing the product or the service, you can steer your client or your customer into choosing the right product that will give them the most value. So I'll use our accounting practice even as an example. You know, we don't tend to provide our clients with service-based options. We assess what they actually require and come up with a specific recommendation of what they need, whether it's a bookkeeping service plus the tax service, or they need a due diligence for a business acquisition, or, you know, they need advice around the sale proceedings. We don't give them options around, oh, we can give you process up to what we think it's worth and we won't assist in the sale process. No, we're with them from A to Z if they need it, and we provide a specific service around what they actually require. And even if you're in a product-based business, say you sell kitchen knives as an example, out of all things, but say you sell kitchen knives, why would you sell a block of kitchen knives for $60 when you know that it's a rubbish pair of knives, and you can sell a person who runs a restaurant, for example, or even a residential user, a whole suite of knives at a $200 price point because they're a much better product? Hone in on what the customer actually needs or the scope of what they actually require, and that's where you're going to drive real value and increase your margins.